This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, April 16th. God's word to you today is present help, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from John 16, verses 13 to 14, and it says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me." Jesus was real to the disciples. The Holy Spirit should be real to us. When the disciples encountered a stormy situation in Luke 8, verses 22 to 25, please read, "And their boat was about to capsize. They ran to Jesus for help. That same way they depended on Jesus for deliverance and to still their storms. When you have a storm, you should run to the Holy Spirit and say, 'Spirit of the living God, please help your boy.'" The disciples ran to Jesus. You run to the Holy Spirit. Jesus was there for the disciples for all their problems. Jesus even solved their tax issues. Can you imagine? They had a tax problem and Jesus said to Peter, "Throw the hook, catch a fish, and pay the tax, yours and mine." Imagine having Jesus sort out your tax issues. I'm assuming you pay your tax, right? You should. When you have financial issues or tax issues, who do you run to? You should run to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can solve your tax problems. The Holy Spirit can help you balance your books. The Holy Spirit can help you in things that you cannot even imagine. The Holy Spirit can help you resolve conflicts. We ought to lean on the Holy Spirit in the same way the apostles leaned on Jesus. As real as Jesus was to them, is the same way the Holy Spirit should be to us. We must be deliberate about acknowledging the Holy Spirit, worshipping and adoring the Holy Spirit. It has to be central to whatever we do. The truth is, there is no conflict. Some people say the person to go to for help is Jesus. Yet Jesus himself said, "Call to the Holy Spirit for help. He will glorify me." This is the connection. In fact, the Holy Spirit will not speak of himself, according to John 16, verses 13 to 14. Jesus shows us that he and the Holy Spirit are inseparable. How far you go, how fruitful you become, how successful you are in your relationships, your business, and your destiny depends largely on the relationship with the Holy Spirit. It does not matter whether you're a pastor, a businessman, a professional, a salesperson, a stay-at-home mother, or a driver. Your level of success is dependent on your relationship with the Holy Spirit. So you have to cultivate and invest time in your relationship with the Holy Spirit today. Acts 17, verse 28 says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." This is according to the King James Version. Acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You can set an hourly alarm on your phone to help you learn the consciousness of God's presence. Title the alarm, "Acknowledge the Holy Spirit." When your alarm beeps, right there you say, "Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you. You are my guide, my helper, my support, my intercessor." If you do this, the things that God will do through you will shock everybody. When the next alarm beeps, you say, "Holy Spirit, I honor and adore you. You are God, I worship you. Guide me." Investing in a relationship with the Holy Spirit is totally indispensable. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own special way.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.